Welcome to another JPR Live session, where we have one-of-a-kind in-studio performances and conversations with musicians from many different genres. This JPR Live session is made possible with support from the Talent Club in Talent, Oregon, with live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. Info at talentclublive.com. Today, we have the pleasure of connecting with the incredibly talented singer-songwriter Alice DiMaselli. She's a well-known and longtime resident of Southern Oregon, but for those who are unfamiliar with Alice DiMaselli, her career spans several decades, captivating audiences with her soulful voice, heartfelt lyrics, and genre-bending sound that fuses folk, jazz, blues, and rock. Her music combines a reflection of her personal journeys as well as powerful commentary on social and environmental issues close to her heart. Alice is known for her deep connection to nature and activism through music. She's on tour in support of her latest album, Interpretations Volume 1, an album of cover tunes including songs by Christine McVie, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Grateful Dead, Abby Lincoln, Neil Young. Today, Alice DiMaselli is joined by her full band, Force of Nature. Today, that's Matt Spencer on the bass, Andy Cassad on guitar, Nick Kirby on the drums. Alice DiMaselli and Force of Nature are performing at Pheasant Field Family Farm, it's a mouthful, in Medford, September 14th. You can find tickets at Alice's website, alicedimaselli.com, alicedimaselli.com. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. It's really fun to have the full band here. A little sentimental moment. My first live session here at Jefferson Public Radio was with you, Alice, a couple years ago. You came in solo then.
That was so fun.
In support of your last album, Every Seed We Plant. That was cool. You travel and play a lot solo as a solo artist, and due to the pandemic, there was a lot of downsizing in the music industry. So I'm wondering how you're feeling, how it's been this summer to be playing so much with a full band again.
It's really fun for me. We did a tour up in Washington, and we did some shows around here, and we've got this one last band show. I've been having so much fun. I'm also heading off to the Midwest and Colorado in October, so this is kind of like my local farewell for now show, because I'll be gone for a few months and I won't be playing anywhere here. So I'm really excited for to have a big party and say goodbye to all my friends and loved ones for a while.
See you later. See you next time. Well, I'm really excited to hear the full band. Let's kick things off with a tune. What would you like to play first?
We're going to play a tune called Mexico that comes from my album from 2007 called By Ebb and By Flow. And it's just been a long time favorite. And it means that Nick will sing. So that makes me happy.
Have you ever felt restless in a cage that was your home? Like everybody's watching everywhere you go, and people seem to know you, but they're not the folks you know. And you just dream of peace and quiet on some beach in Mexico. Have you ever been frustrated and tired of being alone, even though you got good friends to talk to on the phone? There's something missing to the tune of flesh and bone, and you just dream of making love on some beach in Mexico. When you look into the mirror, does it come as a surprise that you see yourself more clearly when you look in someone's eyes? That reflection has the clarity of the moon on water. still as snow. You wanna catch some of that sparkle on some beach in Mexico. Now I'm learning how to wake up, and I'm learning how to sleep, and I'm learning how to not make promises that I won't keep, and I'm learning about loving and moving slow. Hell, I'm bound to learn me something on some beach in Mexico. Yeah, I'm bound to learn me something on some beach in Mexico. And I'm leaving in the morning. You wanna go? Yeah, I'm leaving in the morning. You wanna go?
That's Mexico, Alice DiMaselli and her band Force of Nature here in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio at JPR. That's from Ebb by Flow, the 2007 record. This band has a show coming up, as we mentioned before, September 14th at Pheasant Field Family Farms. Tickets at alicedimaselli.com. And as you mentioned, you're heading out west, heading to Colorado and some other Midwest spots, Alice. And I wondered, besides the obvious, I'd be interested to hear, how is it different for you performing when you're out on the road solo versus having this band? Is the material different? What's the experience? How does it differ?
You know, I do whatever songs I want. I mean, the difference is that I can kind of pull out a lot of old stuff or brand new stuff, and I don't have to teach it to anybody. So I guess that's the one big difference. I mean, I get a little lonely on stage sometimes without these guys. I love playing with people. But there's also like a whole different vibe. There's a whole magic that happens in a solo show, you know. So I love both of them. And for me, it's very fulfilling to have all the different. It's kind of like the food groups, right? Like I have the solo thing. I have the duo with Andy. Then I have the trio with the bass. And then I have the full band. So I feel like it fulfills me in different ways. But I have to say that I'm really excited about playing with the band because it's so much more. It's fun. It's a different kind of fun.
Yeah, I can understand that. The new album that we've just got our hands on here is Interpretations Volume 1, and it's a collection of covers. You've got like 15 plus albums of original music. Can you tell us about why covers and maybe some of the connections you have to these particular covers you chose for this?
So because, you know, COVID happened and I had 9 months of shows booked, and then I did the first show and then everything shut down. So it was basically a complete shock for me. And I didn't know how to record, and I didn't know what I was doing. And my bandmate from Petty Thievery, my brother, Brett Levick, and Nick, and my traditional bass player who I've played with for many years who lives in Montana, Rob Kohler, they were all like, oh, let's just make a record. I'm like, but how? I don't have any equipment. So I went and bought some mics from Sylvia Massey and got a little download from her. She's like, you need to buy this, this, and this. And then I have had all my engineer friends just kind of help me figure out what to get. And then I just started recording at home. And part of that process was recording originals. I wrote a ton of songs. That album, Every Seed We Plant, is pretty much done that way and all from there. And then I started learning all these songs because I had time on my hands. I wasn't traveling. I wasn't promoting shows. I wasn't trying to do all this marketing. So, and I wasn't on the road all the time. So I had time to just sit in the living room and practice and learn songs that I love forever. And then I was like, oh, I guess I should record them. Well, I recorded the first song, Give Yourself to Love by Kate Wolf, was for a dear friend's memorial. Like finally at the end, when I was starting to do gigs again, I had like two gigs. And my dear friend passed, Jamez, and he and his memorial was like one of the gigs. And I really couldn't cancel the gig. So I recorded the song to send for them to play at the memorial. And that was kind of the beginning of it. And then I just kept recording songs, and it was just so much fun.
Speaking of Tom Petty, there's a Tom Petty cover, Petty and the Heartbreakers cover on this record. You have a side project that you mentioned, which is, I'm going to let you say the name. I think the name's so clever.
Petty Thievery.
Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
So when I was mixing, when Brett Levick and I were mixing my album One with the Tide, which was, I think, 2018, Nick's on that record, we were mixing it and he put these drums on this one song, and the drums sounded amazing, but it didn't feel right for the song for me. And I was like, man, I love the Tom Petty drum sound, but it's like not perfect for this song. Let's tweak it. But then we started talking about our love of Petty, and we realized that and I was like, I've always had this fantasy of having a Tom Petty cover band, right, in my spare time, which I didn't have much of. But he was like, me too. And then like 3 weeks later, Petty passed. And so we were just like, we have to do this. So we created the band, and now we've been playing all over the place. And then Brett moved to New York for 2 years, and he just moved back. So we're back playing again, and the shows all sell out. And we're doing that show October 4th. There's like 2 tickets left for Dos Mariposas.
Where can listeners find information about Petty Thievery?
PettyThievery.com.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, I'm sure we'd all love to hear another song. What would you like to play next?
I'd like to do the title track from Every Seed We Plant, called Every Seed, just because it's kind of a Southern Oregon, it has Southern Oregon roots in that it's got a little tie to Grandma Aggie, so a little shout out to Tequilma peoples and local indigenous folks, and especially Grandma Aggie, who's no longer with us, but her voice is very strong still.
Every seed we plant is love. Every seed we plant is life, and we must gather seeds to plant, and we must gather seeds to share. It's how our people survive the past, it's how our children go on from here. Every seed we plant is peace. Where the winds of hatred blow and the drums of war resound, we must care for those in need. We must search for common ground.
the title track of Alice DiMicelli's 2022 Every Seed We Plant here live at Jefferson Public Radio. Well, Alice, losing shows and gaining a bunch of time on your hands in 2020 sort of inspired you to dive into learning production. And maybe we touched on this for a moment last time you were here at JPR, and I've had the honor of recording here myself, but can you tell us a little bit about your workspace and where you record your music these days?
So I created my little studio called Tiny Wonderland, and yes, I had the honor of recording you for some of your songs on your record and some other local folks as well. It's just a little, basically like 10 by 13 space.
If that's lost on anyone, her name is Alice, and she's named her studio Wonderland.
So. Tiny Wonderland. Well, it feels like my little Wonderland in there. It's kind of a little magical space. And I just, you know, I just made it so that I could get really good vocal sounds and really good acoustic guitar sound and acoustic instrument sounds. And that was the whole point of, you know, I'm not trying to record like big bands like this there. I'm trying to get simple stuff. And then, you know, I basically was emailing tracks to people and then they would send me back from home. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. How valuable or invaluable, how important is that, or as an independent artist, to have that resource?
Well, I didn't know it was so important before because I would always just go to the studio and record live with my band, but I'm having so much fun with it. It's also given me the opportunity to do background vocals on other people's records and guitar parts on other people's records, which is really fun for me. And I also had the honor of honoring my guitar player here, or recording my guitar player here, Mr. Andy Cassad, who I got to record one of his songs, and I've got to mix another one to mix a couple songs for him for his solo project, which is awesome. You could go check him out on all the streaming places, Andy Cassad.
Very cool. And you and I have discussed this a lot through the years, and you know, you're a successful independent musician, no label, and I was wondering if you can speak to the multitude of behind the scenes work that you do. It's not just musical. It's not sitting, you know, romantically in your wonderland with a guitar being creative. There's these other things that are integral to maintaining this lifestyle. Could you speak to that?
Oh my goodness. The workload is a little bit insane. It's kind of like you wake up, you fill orders, you do booking work. It's constant. I mean, it's not like just get on stage or go on the road and play music, because I do everything. I do all the booking, I do all the management, I do all of it, you know, and hopefully there's a point where that changes and I could get a little bit of help. But for now, I'm doing it on my own for now for the last 35 years. So I kind of say that with tongue in cheek because, you know, I've just done it myself. I've had to learn a lot of skills that I didn't necessarily want to learn, like all the computer skills and all the stuff about marketing. But I'm just really, you know, ultimately, it's a lot of work and it's a little crazy. You kind of have to be completely in it. What I tell like other younger musicians who ask me for advice is I'll just tell them, hey, you know, if this isn't your what you eat, sleep and breathe, then it's not for you, because you pretty much have to put everything into it. Your whole life goes into all of this process. And you can just be a musician and you could be a side musician and not have to do all that stuff. But if you're a songwriter or you're a front person, like it takes, as you know, Danielle, because you do it yourself, it just takes an enormous amount of energy. But the bottom line is, you know, I have something to say. I have a message to get out and I have this music that comes through me. I feel very blessed. It's, to me, it's a gift and I want to share it. And so that's just what it takes in order to share it. And so I'm willing to go to whatever length I need to get it out there in the world.
That's great advice for artists. What advice would you give to listeners or fans that would be the best, you know, who don't know, what's the best way to support independent artists?
Buy their stuff, whether it's CDs, if you stream, like you got to realize, like you got to stream a song like 5,000 times for us to even make like $5. We make like 5 cents. I mean, it's ridiculous. So buy the CDs, buy vinyl, And if you don't, if you listen to all your music streaming, then just buy their t-shirt, buy their hat, buy their whatever they're selling, buy it, because that's how they support them. Or just go to their website. Most musicians these days have a tip jar. We also have Patreons. I have a Patreon. Most touring musicians have a Patreon. You can sign up and you can basically, you know, kick in $5 a month. And that like just helps keep us going. And you get stuff for that. Like in my Patreon, I send a new song every month, like something different, a video or a song or something from the back catalog that nobody else gets, only the Patreon people get. So just, you know, just kind of, it's like put your money where your mouth is. If you love art, then you have to support it, because right now the business is set up for us to lose. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it anyway, but, you know, as you know, listen to the Gillian Welch song, Everything is Free Now.
You can support Alice at alicedimicelli.com. That's Alice, AliceDimicelle.com. This has been really wonderful hearing you guys play and chatting. We have time for about one more song. What would you like to wrap up with?
So I would like to do a newer song that's not on any record. I like to call this the song that I wish I would have written 40 years ago, because I could have used it, but it's helping me now. And, it's kind of, I guess it's a partial statement on our culture. It's called I Wanna Love.
I wanna love these feet and these strong legs that hike me up the mountain where I wanna go, wanna go. I wanna love these hands and these strong arms that swim me across the river with graceful strokes. I wanna love this belly, round and soft, honoring this feminine body that I'm blessed to live in. 'Cause I was taught from the time I was a little girl that this body would never be good enough. Enough, no, no. Now I've spent enough time here in this world to know this body's more than good enough. This voice that sings, this tongue that tastes, and these teeth I chew with. I wanna love the lines around my eyes, the sagging of my skin, and every strand of silver hair that comes in. I wanna love every single scar, 'cause all of these marks are just reminders that I am a survivor. From the time I was a little girl, that I would never be good enough, no, no. Now I've spent enough time here in this world to know I'm far more than good enough. I wanna love these feet and these strong legs that hike me up the mountain where I wanna go, wanna go. I wanna love these hands and these long arms that roll me down the river with graceful strokes. I wanna love this belly, round and soft, honoring this feminine body that I'm blessed to live in.
That's I Want to Love, an unreleased tune. Is that a radio debut here at Jefferson Public Radio?
Yes, it is.
Lucky us. Lucky us. Alice DiMaselli and Force of Nature, her band, who are playing September 14th at Pheasant Field Family Farms in Medford. That is a Saturday. You can find tickets, tickets, tour calendar, merchandise, music, and more at alicedimicelli.com. That's Alice, DiMicelli.com. Thank you all so much for coming in, Alice, Andy, Matt, and Nick. Sounded wonderful. Good luck on
Thank
your tour.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, just so we know, what's our horizon look like? What's in the works now? What's the next?
Well, the next thing is I fly to New York on the 21st or the 19th to do a show on the 21st and officiate a wedding on the 22nd. Then I come back. Then I go teach at Yosemite Songwriting School the beginning of middle of October. And then my husband Jeff and I head east and go. I have shows in Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. And then we come home before Thanksgiving.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, good luck. Safe travels. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. And thanks to John Griffin, who did the sound for us today.
Yes.
He's the engineer, the silent partner.
This JPR live session has been engineered by John Griffin from Luna Zen Studios. You can find this live session and our other JPR live sessions archived on our website, ijpr.org. and on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcasts. The session is made possible with support from the Talent Club in Talent, Oregon. Cold drinks and great live music in a casual atmosphere in downtown Talent, Oregon. Find their live music calendar at www.liveatthetalentclub.com. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. Open Air will continue right after this.